Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Capital City Cavaliers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Adam Finer of the News Tribune. And before Adam and I start to discuss things this week, we'd like to take just a minute to thank our goal line sponsors this season as we've come to the close of the regular season. So we'd like to thank Jefferson Bank, Scruggs Lumber, and Culver's. So, Adam, like I mentioned, we've come to the end of the regular season. It ends up being a 1-8 regular season for the Cavaliers. Yep. You know, I think on paper, probably not surprising that it played out how the way it played out. I think, you know, in some ways, we kind of maybe figured that. But that's not to say that, you know, it's a 1-8 season where you go, boy, that was just a tough slog. I think we've seen some things that kind of lead us to be, you know, optimistic about the future, while the current state is not necessarily so great. But I think, you know, it's kind of like last week's game, which was we closed out the regular season with a 28-6 loss at Kirksville. You can kind of see some things in that game, too, where you just go, you know, we see some positives, some negatives, and that's kind of what you expect from a team that's still kind of, you know, trying to find its footing in its infancy.
Yeah, growth has been such a large topic throughout really the past 2 years and ever since the program came to be, quite honestly. And you did see growth. You know, you saw growth even last week. You know, the defense continues to grow and get better and really keep them in it for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, you have turnovers that lead to points for Kirksville, short fields that, you know, that's really the difference.
Right.
It's turnovers, short fields being converted.
And that's the thing is you should expect that. I think at any level of football, you should feel like, you know what, you can't just give teams short fields and not expect to pay for it.
Right.
I mean, is it going to be a field goal? Is it going to be a touchdown? You hope it's a field goal and not a touchdown, but most times it is a touchdown. That's just, you have to take your medicine at that point.
Yeah, and against a good team like Kirksville. You know, this is not the Kirksville team of last year that really did struggle offensively.
Yeah.
Capital City happened to play their best defensive game, you know, and come out with a win. Kirksville this year, you know, the junior quarterback they have, really, really skilled, really in command of the offense, and Coach Collier noted that when I was talking to him this week, head of district. So, really, and that's what he's looking for, you know, for his offense to take the next step. It's got to be either it's Hayden Carroll or maybe it's an underclassman coming up. He's got to have a quarterback that is in charge all the time.
Yeah.
You know, almost like running the point in basketball. You know, wants that ball in their hand, wants to be the key decision maker in getting the ball out to playmakers.
And I think that's the thing we've kind of seen from the Cavaliers this season from the standpoint of, you know, if there's an area where it's not, I don't want to say lacking because they're still learning, they're still growing. But I think if there's an area where there's the room for the most improvement, that's definitely the area is the offense. Because you look at it, you know, 6 points last week. That's kind of where we were in the early stage of the season. Where yes, we had a couple outliers where, you know, you remember the Smith Cotton game for that big point total.
Right.
But otherwise, you know, you're looking at maybe, you know, the Winnetonka game was at 20 was the other high other than the Smith Cotton game. But the other ones were all, you know, around 6, 7, 6, 13, you know, that sort of range.
Right.
So that's the area I think that, you know, what we need to see some improvement from. And that's where, you know and some of that is it's not just going to be a one-person thing. You're not going to solve it with just one person. You're going to have multiple playmakers, and you're just going to have to get to the point where you can scheme up all you want, but you still got to have the hosses that can do the work. So at a certain point, you just go, you know what, we're going to have to get that done. So it's not just going to be a quick fix. But that's the one thing you need to really improve on.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's going to be a focal point going into the off season here after districts and such. It's going to have to be the focus for them to take that next step.
Yeah.
You know, you have a junior quarterback in Hayden Carroll. You want him to take a jump.
Mm-hmm.
So many of your really skill position players are underclassmen,
right?
You know, and juniors who are going to end up coming back and play a significant role next year. So you want to see them continue to get in the weight room, learn the playbook, and then really just kind of do what they did this year, but obviously better, more efficient, be able to sustain more drives, be able to maybe open up more holes to get those explosive plays.
Yeah.
Really just keep improving, keep growing in the scheme you do have. Because I do think this is a good scheme that fits the players they have.
So I guess the springboard that leads you to that point could possibly be this week. Right. So the way it shakes out is the Cavaliers end up being the sixth seed in Class 5 District 4. Their reward is you got to go to third-seeded Washington, 7 o'clock Friday night. So I guess the big thing is this is the point where you go, you never want your season to come to an end, and it is do or die time. It's win or go home. But the thing is, you know, I think what you want to do is this can set a big tone for how the off season that you mentioned, how that all goes, because even a loss, if it's the right kind of loss, can get a team kind of stoked about doing the work that is going to be tedious at some points, and the things that are going to be hard to kind of keep invested in. A game where you kind of come out and have a good showing, win or lose, is something that could go a long way towards keeping that being a very positive experience.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've talked about moral victories right. and such, and no, there aren't any. But you can take positive momentum
sure.
out of this, absolutely. And Washington would be a great team to do that against. Washington's a really physical team, going to want to hit you in the mouth right away and then sustain it throughout.
Right.
Now, if you can sustain punches, get off the mat multiple times,
sure.
per se, and really hang around,
yeah.
I think that builds a lot of confidence going into the offseason. You know,
right.
If you can hang around, if you can be a play or two away from that, I think you really, yeah, your season ends, and yes, seniors graduate, so obviously you're disappointed in that, but really you can show the underclassmen that, hey, we can hang with these teams. We can be competitive.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think moral victories has become kind of an almost bad word in the sense that, in the fact that it's become symbolic of something that I think is actually a good thing from the standpoint of, I don't think the moral victories is necessarily just, oh, we won, but it was, or we lost, but it was close. I think the moral victories come from, guess what? All season long, we've been trying to get this defensive back to play guys this way. And guess what? In the final game of the season, or the second to last game of the season, or even midway through the season, he flipped the switch. That, to me, is the moral victories that you want. You want guys to go, guess what? You've had problems with this all year long. Now, all of a sudden, you're not. That's the moral victory that I think it goes to the larger piece where you go, guess what? We've had problems with this guy wrapping up all year long and people sliding out of tackles. Guess what? Second half of the season, he got better at that. That's the moral victories, and I think just even if you see things in this game where you go, and again, I'm not saying they can't win this game. I'm just saying if they do lose this game, but you see things where you just go, that's what we've been talking about all year long, and you did it. That's where we want to be consistently next year. Then that's where you take those moral victories that I think is what actually has good intentions when you talk about those things.
Yeah, and it's creating good habits, quite
mm-hmm.
honestly.
Sure, right.
It is those fundamentals of wrapping up. It's taking good angles. It's looking the ball in, making sure you have the ball before. Making sure even executing handoffs.
Right.
Timing.
Yeah.
This is such a timing offense,
mm-hmm.
The pro speed. Even getting 3-step drops, 5-step drops. Where's the receiver then? At what point should the ball be out? At what point should the receiver catch the ball?
Right.
Can they expect it? That's what you want to see. It's
yep.
growth in that offense.
Sure.
And then really attention to detail in the defense, which is the defense really throughout the year has done a very good job of really keeping these Cavaliers in games.
If the defense is able to keep them in this game and keep them within striking distance, is there somebody that they're going to have to make sure to shut down? Is there somebody from Washington you look at and you go, their fortune's right on this guy or that guy, or is it a bunch of guys?
It's kind of a balanced scheme. It's a wing T system. They'll run Veer, which is a system that Jefferson City uses a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a system that really Capital City should know.
Sure.
Especially having run it last year. It takes a lot of physicality to stop.
Okay.
So really, if you're able to prove and kind of set the tone, maybe if you're able to get penetration, I think that's the key, really, is penetration. If you're able to say, tell your nose, hey, even if you don't make the tackle, if you're eating up two blockers, say the center and the guard, well, that frees up our middle linebacker
sure.
to come in and make a tackle
yeah.
for a loss and get them behind the sticks. Because really, in a wing T system, wing T teams want to bludgeon you.
Mm-hmm.
They want to run
sure.
it 50-plus times,
yeah.
control the clock, control the pace, and just death by, 1,000 needles.
Right.
they're not going to want to pass. They're not going to want to get in. They're not comfortable in a 3rd and 12, a 3rd and 15, even a 3rd and 7. You know, they want to be 3 yards in a cloud of dust,
right,
quite honestly,
yeah,
and stay ahead of the chains. If you can get them behind the chains consistently and then get off the field on 3rd down, you do give yourself a chance to stay in this ball game for a long time.
Yeah. It's been a long season in a number of ways. It's been a short season in some ways. But I think the accumulation of games leads me to the question of that I'll be asking a lot. So if people who listen to all of the Goal Lines podcast will hear me asking this a lot. I think there's nothing more important maybe at this time of year than overall team health. And so how do the Cavaliers enter the playoffs in terms of how are we in terms of having, you know, gotten 9 games under our belts, and how are we physically at this point?
So Ethan Wood, senior running back, still banged up. Just, you feel bad for the kid because he suffered this ankle injury early. It's really just lingered.
Yeah.
So many of these ankle injuries that pop up, these ankle sprains, sometimes it's even better to break the ankle
than
suffer these high ankle sprains that can just keep flaring up throughout the year. But really, Capital City's done a good job. Andrew Beanland, a freshman, has stepped up. Philip Richardson, sophomore, has stepped up. You know, Ian Nelson, senior. Hurley Jacobs, junior. Cortez Wilder stepped up last week. Matthew Boyer, senior, stepped up big last week. Saw his most carries, most yards against Kirksville. So you're seeing guys step up, which is what you want to see. And really, aside from Wood, you're healthy for the most part.
Okay.
Which
that's good to hear.
You need to be this time of year.
Yep.
Because if you want to spring an upset and then move on and have a chance in the semis, you got to be healthy.
Yeah, I was going to say, you mentioned that. It would be a familiar foe if Capital City is able to win this week. The winner of this game goes on to face two-seed Helias. So it's somebody they've already seen, somebody they're very familiar with, and actually played very well against. So that would be your reward if you can get to that point. I guess that leads us naturally into the prediction. And do they get that reward this week? How do you see this one playing out on Friday night?
I don't see them getting the reward, to be frank. I do think they can hang. I think they can hang, but they have to be able to sustain the punches, because if you get down 14-0 early, say 6 minutes in, it's going to be a long night.
Yeah.
You cannot get behind early against a Wing T team, a physical team that has men.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at their roster. I encourage all Capital City fans, look at the Washington roster, because you will see 6'4", 300-pound linemen.
Yeah.
You will see 6'1", 190-pound running backs. These are like men, okay, you will be facing. So this will tell you a lot about Capital City and where they're at mentally, almost more so than physically. Because physically, they have deficiencies. You know, they have smaller linebackers and such at the class 5 level. But can you stack up mentally? Can you be able to get off blocks? Not only that, but be able to, when you get knocked down,
right?
When you get run over, are you able to stick your nose back in?
Yeah.
Because that's going to really set the tone then moving forward.
All right. That should do it for this week. For Adam Finer, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's games, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune, and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following NT Sports on Twitter. Thanks for listening.